It's abating now, but there was a problem with the political offensive some of George Bush's critics tried out last week. The insinuation was that Bush did not take adequate steps to stop 9/11 after receiving an intelligence warning several weeks earlier. The problem was that the critics were barking up the wrong tree. The real issue is not a dereliction of W's duty. Instead, it is the performance of intelligence agencies that had scraps of evidence and failed to share them, leads and failed to check them, and tantalizing dots of information and failed to connect them. It's a picture of agency arrogance, ineptitude, and jealousies that begs for a congressional investigation. This is not a liberal opinion, by the way. Prominent spokesmen on the right have reached the same conclusion, among them Bill Kristol, the editor of the conservative Weekly Standard. As to the July briefing served up to George Bush, it seems to have been routine. Such briefings rarely contain a single isolated item with lots of specificity, as the media in this case has suggested. Instead, these things read like a bedsheet menu of theoretical security risks spanning the globe. Some of what they report are red herrings. Others are hallucinations. Still others are, sometimes, real. When they arrive on the desk of a decision maker as raw, unprocessed material, telling one from another is impossible. If the government were to throw its resources at each and every possible threat mentioned in these ongoing briefings, the result would be the Keystone Cops on a snipe hunt. Of course, you could say our spooks look that way now, but trust me, it would be a lot worse. So let's have a congressional investigation on what's gone wrong in our intelligence agencies. And when all of the problems are identified, let's have the Congress fix them without delay. In the meantime, Democrats should cut George Bush some slack, even if that's not something the Republicans ever accorded Bill Clinton. If the D's want to attack someone, Dick Cheney should be their man. Cheney, who wants no hearings, no way, no how, suggested that those who advocated them were being irresponsible in a quote-unquote time of war. You know, that's why I've always been uncomfortable about calling this thing a war. It gives bad actors like Cheney a flag-wrapped excuse to gag the public's right to know. This is Les O'Coin.